Kolisha Shiyamles, Picho Yumos, Mir Malchus Chayim. He say, in those halachas of Melech that the Rambam mentions, the halachas of Melech, so that's vested in Melech, the Teres Melech. Not because the Melech represents the people. So all these halachas that are vested in Melech, because he's a Melech, so a Shevet, they were shaved in Israel. So the Shevet do not have these halachas. Mir Malchus, let's say Gideon was a Shevet. Shmuel was a Shevet. So, but if someone was married, Gideon or Shmuel, he was a high
priest.
So that's one type of prerogatives that are vested in Melech. And then the Melech, as the manager of the Jewish people, so he represents the people. He certainly has the same kiches of Zayin
of the year.
So if Zayin to the year have all the kiches of the tzibur, so lachat kamo v'chamo, that the Melech, a Melech has the kiches of the tzibur. So Rish Galuse, so all those prerogatives that are vested in Melech, Piteras Melech per se, Rish Galuse doesn't possess them. So it's but the keiches, the authorities that are vested in Melech, because the Melech is the money of the Jewish people, so the Mele, he represents the people. So whatever he does, it can be considered as something that is exercised by the whole people. That power is vested in the Mishkan. Why do the Mishkan say have the Keach? So it's mashma v'droshin Rambam. It's mashma v'droshin Rambam that the Keach is derived from the fact that the Mishkan is a descendant of Malchus of David. Ben Ben, and Tesis points out, it is not a shame, the mention of Yerushalayim. Why do you say that the authority of the Mishkan is greater than the authority of the Nasi? Both are descendants of David. But the Mishkan says it is said, so he said, what it means Naschor?
Why
is
Ben? And then he mentions this Rashi.
Of Yerushalayim also, because but there is a special thing of Yerushalayim Malchus. In Malchus you don't. And so far as I don't know him, so Yerushalayim, but there is a special thing
from all these
material. A special who is going to be carrying Israel in Malchus Bizon. A special aloche, we learn out from that passage, Yerushalayim Gabi Adas Chores too, but there is a special aloche. Of Yerushalayim Malchus Bidovit. So, and the Rambam says that the Yerushalayim of Malchus Bidovit, when David was anointed as Melech, so he was there, and he was there, and he was
there,
so this is what it means, Moshiach. What does Moshiach mean? Moshiach means David is called Moshiach, and Shloime is also called Moshiach. But all the other Melochim of Malchus Bidovit, Hamon is not called Moshiach Hashem. The Chabon is not called Moshiach Hashem. Why? The Rambam says that the Melech HaMashiach will be descendant not only of David, he will also be descendant of Shlomo. But there is no Haftoche that the Melech HaMashiach will be a descendant, let's say, of Yishio or of Tikio, the king of all the David. There is no such halacha that the Melech HaMashiach must be ben of Tikio or of Yishio or of the Chabon. But there is a halacha that the Melech HaMashiach must be descendant, the ben of David and of Shlomo. Why? Because Shlomo was Zeichet in the Malchus Leilom Boel, Atzeiv Kol Adereis, and David was Zeichet in Malchus Leilom Boel, and Shlomo was also Zeichet in the Malchus. So there is a special din of Yerusha in Malchus Leilom. So Memele, since the Mishkan says, were ben of David, so through the Yerusha from David, to the Yerusha from David, there was Zeichet in the Schor of the Malchus with David, but not full Malchus.
It's not possible.
So there is partial Malchus. What only, in other words, those prerogatives that the Maltese had as representatives of the people. So these prerogatives were vested in the Jews as well. And they got it. Why did they get it?
What do you think in the Reise?
They got it because of Yerushalayim. So that's why Yerushalmi says that the Jerusalem authority is more than the authority of the Nazis, because they are descendants of Dominic Benvest. Anyway, so that's Roshna Rambam Roshi Golia Shebibovel Bim King Melech in
English.
So that's why they were put into the Tzibur. But of course, let's say that if the Tzibur will divide the authority of the Jerusalem, so then he will not be able to represent it. As a matter of fact, it's mashma from the Roshna Rambam. Because he represents the Jewish people. So these prerogatives are vested in the Rosh Guru says, well, now, so that's why the Rosh Guru says, has the care of Hefker and Hefker, because Hefker and Hefker is vested in every best in Kavua of the city. In every best in Kavua, it's not vested in every best in Kibushalayate, but if there is a best in Kavua that is Mikubu on the Tzibu, a person Kavua, so that person has the chaos of Hefka Hefka. Why? Because that is the chaos that is vested in Besn as a representative of the year. As somebody else says, it's my story, it's a chaos. And the Rishu say, represent the whole Jewish people, because the Melech is in it. So just as the Melech is considered the man of the whole Jewish people, so the Rishon is there also. He does not have the authorities of Melech with Yerach Melech, but as the man of the Jewish people, as a representative of the Jewish people, he has. It's of Melech, he has the care of Hefker Besn, Hefker over all Jewish cities.
So,
a person Kavua in one city has the keyach only over that city. But the Rishu who says he is the money of the whole Jewish people, Bim Kimelach in Indeed, so in Meile he has the keyach over all Jewish cities. That's why the reshus of the Rishu who says is affecting even for us. So the keyach of the Rishu who says is not divided from us, nor the Ramishol. But
it's mashma.
What Rashi says, Shereinim es ha'am, Rishvam ke'ahu, Rishvus mitzvah ke'ahu, says here something else. Now the Chinuch, when he mentions the Gemara, Haneder, Meyeg, Bein, Bor, and Bein, Bor, and Bor, so in the first is Kemenein, the Lord of Rabbi Gershon, but provided the Bein, Nagod, the functioning of the Shizagod. So then,
even the Evidence
Tano can be done, so in the first is even a Chutzvah. So when the Chinuch mentions it, so he says that Sanhedrin can be down in the Foshet of Chutzlore, if there is a Benzachot function of the Shadagodi, provided that the Malchus of Chutzlore gave them a Rishus to be down in the Foshet of Chutzlore. Now why does the Chinuch mention it? I mean, of course, it's a practical, this is a practical fact. In other words, the Malchus doesn't allow the Sanhedrin to
mit der Reise und du bist in der Reise und du bist in der Reise.
What happened to the girls? Hide the love and hide the and kidnap the inner heroes. Down and carry out anything in secret protocol. It couldn't be done. But there is no halacha. What does the chinuch mention? Everybody understands that if the man doesn't allow, does he allow the heaven in a good way? So to be done in Moshe, so it's impossible to be done.
By mentioning this
can openly exercise the walls and no one will another left, no one will stop them. So then, Besdin has a chaos dream. But if in practice, Besdin cannot exercise, because Besdin can only exercise the walls if they will do it perfectly, clandestinely, and hide themselves from the police. So maybe in such a case, Al-Sidim, they don't have
that
it
yet. Was given
this, is what,
of two,
this is what the Chinuch tells.
So it's not way.
Because so Dinin Foshe always involves
a Din has to
be. I mean, when you're not Dinin Foshe, capital punishment. That in itself is Kri.
Because we pass
the moment, so China, about Dinin Womikah, this voluntarily submitted.
But Chachomir is actually to
Dinin Foshe, even if it was a certain.
Why? Because of his economy. So that comes Chachomim with the person
agreed
but with Abbe gave
to submit to the Nefoshet.
Chachomim is not Chaya. Exactly
this power of the Nefoshet.
And with the Nefoshet is always even a deal.
With the
Even in the moment.
Whenever you dance in the Nefoshet,
even
if a person will submit to the Nefoshet voluntarily, it's still considered this dance of the Kriya. So we may say, but it's the Kriya to be done on the Kriya. It's the Kriya to exercise the Kriya, to exercise force. When can Besdin exercise force? Only if he practices, it is able to exercise force. But if in Tzir, he cannot exercise force. And we can only exercise force if we don't do it clandestinely to hide ourselves from the police. So then, our being cannot exercise force. So any force that will be exercised by Besdin clandestinely, when openly he cannot do it, will be considered a homicide.
So,
They have no issues to exercise force. Because in order to have a Kriya, they must be able to enforce the Kriya openly. And if they cannot enforce the Kriya openly, So then they don't have the Kiyah Kriyah. This is what Rashi said. That's why Rashi. So that's why the Chinuch says, true, Sanhedrin can be done with the Moshe in Chutz Loretz as well. But only we have issues from the Because the Moshe is the same involved Kiyah Kriyah. You can't dance with the Moshe without the Kiyah Kriyah. And the Malchus doesn't allow that. So suppose we can visualize that the very end of will grab a person who is high up with it, and how no one will know the Malchus will not know, and then we're done. No, so then the Alpidim don't have Kiyah Kriyah
as events.
The Kiyah Kriyah can be exercised by this only when they are in a position to exercise it open.
So that means
without any molestation. But if they cannot exercise it openly without any molestation, without any interference,
make it
by Malchus or by other thousand, so then our team, they don't have the Kiyah Kriyah. And if they do, we solve the Kriyah, so it's our Messiah.
By smooth.
And we see that Halacha in the Rambam, in regard to the Halacha of Merino Lamaili.
Why?
So the Rambam is washing
because it's
clear. In the Halacha of Merino Lamaili, that
again the consent of the
Har Hashor, so we can be married.
So it's minimum.
So the Rambam says, now there's a Machlekel Hashem, according to the Rach, so the Halach of Merino Lamaili only implies the Kiyah to be Meneah Hatzot. In other words, if the mean in the Mosah, if the mean in the Mosah happens to be in the Beir, just there is a Sulam in the Beir, and let's say the Sulam belongs to me, and he puts it out in the and if that Sulam happens to be owned by a certain person, that person is allowed to take away the Sulam. You have told me his Sulam, even though as a result of taking away that Sulam, so the mean the Moshe will not be able to say
she says in her.
So if there is a Tera Hashor, so it allows him. But to be added to the dialing, anything that is a Tera Hashor will not allow. The Rambam is that there is a lot of Merino Lamaili in the Tera Hashor, even to be mad if you die. So the Rosh Hashanah Rambam,
but how can you?
A very strange word.
So then, so he is so he says, so in the name
the Rambam says,
he says,
very strange words. What does he say?
But
so he says, Hoyo, first of all, he says, Hoyo, why Hoyo?
The authority.
And then he says,
receive the authority from the smuchi.
It's possible, I mean, that the Hoyo was put in by the censorship, but I don't know, I'm not so sure. It might be that it wasn't put in by the censorship. But assuming that the word Hoyo was put in by the censorship, so the halacha of Meridin, the Tzibur, or by Bez, who represented it. I mean, the Meridin will come to carry out the halacha of Meridin, the Tzibur, either by the Tzibur or by those by the daily Hador who represent by the Tzibur. The Mir, he says, in the end of our account.
So
but he doesn't require Madin. So what does it mean? By this, Meridim is only Beiria. Bismarck, she had destroyed before.
There is a lot of Masaik Abdinot. So yes, so Saik Abdinot, so he did also have the authority of
that's the Aloche.
To the Aloche, that's the Saik Abdinot.
That is the...
So he did also have the Keach of Smuch.
But it has to go. So even in the ancient times, there is Aloche of Mitzariah Tzibu. So the Tzibu has the right to take drastic measures against them because the Medina of Reiki not really so then every Yochi is allowed to kill the way but then there is another Aloche of Reiki, so Mitzariah Tzibu. So the Tzibu has the Keach to take drastic measures against them, to defend the Tzibu. So, Minimar considers Mitzariah Tzibu, and Mosrimar considers Mitzariah Tzibu. So, to whom is also this chaos of taking drastic measures against Mitzariah Tzibu? The Tzibu. The Tzibu,
to carry out,
as the Miri said, the Dile Ador who represents the Tzibu. So that the Aloche of Bez, I mean that Bez represents Aikabino. So if there is a Tzir HaShom to take drastic measures, so then the Tzibur, so who represent the Tzibur, can take the drastic measures. So it's a Kea Bez, so it involves Kea Kvim. Because
so he says, Tzibur as a
gift represents the
Tzibur, has the Kea Kvim.
So melee, the Kiyah Kviyah can be exercised by this or by the Tzibur.
So even
only if it can be exercised actually, without any molestation. If it cannot be carried out openly, without any molestation, because the Malchus will imprison those who exercise the
law
against the Mitzariah Tzibur, so that our Pidini has no issues to exercise it. So that's why Jesus says, Bismantia is for the people, so it can be carried out openly. So in many ways, then he's a care of fear. That's why the Rambam. That's why the Rambam says, because in the Yidah Vizori, it's a very lachit, a filoch and vio, it's a very lachit, a reza tzir, it's a very lachit, a reza tzir, hoyo mitzir, bisman shi yad Yisrael tkifo. Im yesh biyodei, so the Rambam explains it, what does it mean? Im yesh biyodei keach lihogom bisayev bifaresye, so then he's heilig even not bifaresye. As long as he is able to do it bifaresye without any molestation, so then he has reshus to exercise force against certain people. I mean against minimum Muslim who are Mitzariah Tzibu. But if he cannot do it besides Mifaresia, that means because he'll be arrested, he'll be put on the electric chair. So then even be cynic clandestinely, even though he's sure that he will not be apprehended, he has no reshus to exercise force. So that's why the Chinuch says, that Jew Sanhedrin can be done with the Nefoshes in Chutz Loretz, but only if there is Rishus of Malchus. Because if there is no Rishus of Malchus, so they cannot do it openly, they cannot carry out the force, they cannot exercise the force openly, b'mtzias. So then Al-Pidin, they are not allowed to exercise any force. So Al-Pidin, they have no Keach Kvim. And that's why Rashi says, so it's not that Rashi holds that the Keach of Hezbet and Hefkeah, that is Vesem Drish Geluse, is derived from Malchus Poras, Chasve Sholem. Malchus Poras can authorize any group to exercise force. Well, that means that Keach of Hezbet will have the right to exercise force. The Keach of Hefkeah and Hefkeah is derived from the Aloche of Bilkei Melech in Eidi. Through Yerushe, as it's much from Rosh HaRambam, from Yerushe, from Bizdovit. So even though the Malchus Bizdovit was bottled, but it was not bottled completely. But so they have a Keach of Hefkeah and Hefkeah, but if Malchus Poras had not authorized that, so then they couldn't carry out any Kviyeh. even clandestinely out to deal, they couldn't carry out any key kriya. Because if they cannot do it openly, they cannot do it in tears openly, so then they don't have any key kriya. That's why Rashi says, Sherin is so much is lakiya, but it's not.
All kinds of monetary chiyuvim. So maybe by a Hussein where there are no monetary chiyuvim, so then it doesn't require shleisha. So all these gemores, the Mishnah, the gemores, has reference to a Hussein. I mean, that's a big deal. So in other words, so get doesn't require shleisha. But why does the Rambam, why does Rashi say that miyun requires shleisha? Miyun requires shleisha because kol d'tikun rabbonon kin d'raisa tikun. The answer is because miyun is bal kocho of the bal. The loch is the isho. So she says b'fnei shleisha ein reitzah b'pleini, even though the bal doesn't want, so the miyun is effective. So mele, anything that involves kviye, shalui b'tzeine, requires shleisha. Like isur get. So of course it's not mamish the same. If not for the Rashi, we could very well distinguish, because isur get, so the get, who does the ma'aseh gerushin? The Baal. So if Bezdin is key for the Baal to give a get,
so far in the Baal is
because
according to Rashi, this aloche, how it appears,
it's
a only a call with Rabbi Lirazik that in your past, so far from the Rashi, Echo done, is the Doi Balboi. And so many because of Ishvi Chonik, the Chonik, the Mzake, that we be Shleisho, so if it's come up Isovi, it's a good mumche, so then the Chonik,
he doesn't do the Mzake. Oh,
it's Mima the Rashi.
Since he says,
because it didn't came, but according to Rove, the day of Pashas is come, so Midrash will require Shleisho, so then even in Mokhal Rabim cannot be done. Because it didn't came to Shlehav Raitel Rabavuit, the Roshnaim Shedonu, in the name of
the requires
so how about Rabavuit?
So Mele,
now this is,
even before,
this is the price of Mokhal Rabim
Donabim Chizal.
Late kosh, before the mashkol of Yosha Kuntz,
so you man the
Eruv Parshie,
and
your chavod and yechivi, whatever you feel with the Kamsari, you will do this one way, something of
Shluchat Haie,
how much is my Eruv Parshie, but for all the mashkol of some of the mashkol 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 of the mashkol. And he says that this halach of Mumchel Rabin Dorav Yechidi can call this with Robin, who says that the Eruv Parshis. So even though Midrashim will require people to bring, so just as the Chachamim on the Saki, that we don't need the Mumchim, so Mumchel Rabin, even by himself, can be done.
So,
it requires Shlisho,
and it requires Shlisho, and why Shlisho
did is
good because of Rosaika.
So, as a result of the Rav Nachman Koi, so, as a result of the Rav Nachman Koi, die Röschle, die Schmur. Leipe, Rusche, hat die Kohle, die Kamera, wo ihm sind, hat ihn, aber muss nicht mehr, weil er auch nur ab. Mio kostet, die Filiko, die Besten, Maschma, die mir reiche kommen, also nur ab, dann bin ich richtig. Ich nahm Rosso, ich nahm Joche, nehmen auf die Arzt, bevor sie im Borre, die so ein bisschen Leute mitnehmen, wie da habe Joche, Mumche, so komm, Maschma. Und Paul, wie wir genommen, ich schaue, ich muss mich nicht, wie mit der Abonne, mein Meister nicht. Wie schlimm, aber was ein Paul, ich komme schon nicht, und man tut mir nie, und war Tier, ich hatte eine Kostung. Das ist die Morgen. Paul, ich komme schon, und man tut mir nicht. Das ist die Morgen, go, sie kommt in der Wache, bringt an. Wo ist das eine Woche? Auf dem Mumchel, ich habe eine Idee, ich tue, ich kann nicht helfen. Now, so ich mache mal, als es rasch ist, die Hohe Woche. So
it's only
in Rashi
we
are forced to say that.
But
Rabache can only accord with Rabache's reference only to a fact. Most Rishenim pasken like the Mondomari of
Pasch.
So this halacha of Achol Rabbi is not for the Yechid. According to Rashi, it's not only for the Hilchot.
So then it has to...
So that's really the discussion. I mean, so how would we explain the price of the Rabbi?
So that's the halacha, I mean, he's not for the Hilchot.
Now, then there's something else very strange in Rashi. Last time, he said that Rashi, which appears from Rashi, that even in Mumchel Rabbi,
now,
so it can only be done if there was a certain kind of Kabbalah. In other
words, the real Kabbalah.
But it's not that there was a silence, but they said, Deine Lord in Tere. But so it puts mashma that if there was no Kabbalah at all, they didn't even say, Deine Lord in Tere, so then Yochid Mumchel cannot be done. Balkoch has to say it, and he cannot blame me,
that came the presence.
So then, according to Rashi, we have a very strange halacha. So, two kiddushim in Rashi. First of all, that the whole halacha of Mumchel Rabbi, so he's only a little rabbi from the rabbi. Not according to Rabbi Bui, not according to Rabbi, we say, of Basilika. And even according to Rabbi from the rabbi, so Yochid Mumche can be done. So it can be done only when there is a certain kind of a Kabbalah.
Does that mean
only when there is a certain kind of a Kabbalah? So then, if so, if we combine these two Hidushim by Rashi, number one, that the whole halacha of Mumchel Rabbi, so he's done a few Yechidim, so he can only accord with Rabbi, but not with Rabbi Bui, so what they would say, that Eruv Pasch is Sifkan, and also, so in Mumchel Rabbi can only be done when there was a Kabbalah of Daimler in her, but in Baal Kochom it cannot be done. So then we are confronted with the Yisdir and Rashi. Now remember that we said in the Rashi that Yisdir and Rashi, because Rashi says there, I'm explaining
because Rashi says here,
that the reason is why the Tameh of Mishnah
is not in accordance
that Var Teiro.
So the reason is why the Tameh of Mishnah here holds that Yisdir
because in the open the Rabbah of Misaki, that the Yiddish can also be done.
Because anything that involves
Rashi says, Shalitim of Galit, the third line of Galit, even on the Rabbah of Misham of Yichter, where in the Yidu, the Litehei Yiddish of Mekubene, Viyafi, Bochenam Hashem of Yitzom Mumchim, the Kepen of
Yed Balkoch of Misham requires Shalisha.
So we said, at first we said, I mean, that we can explain it in two ways, but then we said that it appears from Rashi, that Rashi Shita is, that the whole halacha of the of Parshas Sifka, that the Lois Valvois require Mumchim, so it's only the Kevi Lord that it requires Mumchim. But if we don't have to resort to Kvir,
anyway, this is Rashi.
If no force, is used. In other words, if they were mikabel the dayanim, even without this chayv, but if they voluntarily submitted to the dintor by the by their deities. So then, even according to Rove, they can be done. It can be done. And we said that apparently Rashi will agree with the first Lashon Teyas in the Beis Amud Beis, the last the thesis of the Bible, the Goyim and the Mumchi. So the thesis says the Kashi, the Famir, the Pia, the Tulemai, the Hedyated, because the Torah in the Parashi of Shomrim says that the Hizk and Pirikam Garish, we are my Tedyated, because of the Rosh of Mary and the Hedyated. So there are two Torahs. So the second Tereti, that there are two separate aloch. But the first Tereti, the also Mamitan Mantinum Mishneyem, Mishneyem Poel, him the Ochay. So it's Aina. So in other words, in the Parsha of Shomun, the Torah says that we hit three times. So now at the beginning of Mishpatim, the Torah says, Ila Mishpatim, the Torah says, Lifneim. Lifneim, before whom? Before those who are mentioned in the Parsha of Shomun, before the Lim that are mentioned. So if we say that Lavi of Parsha is Ksivka, so that means the Lim that is mentioned in Parsha and Shomun has reference to the Lim of Havoyet. It does not have reference to it is all void. So the Mele, the posting of the name of the Gate, does not refer to the Zohar. But if we say the Pashi Sifka, so the Lim that is mentioned in Pashi of Shomri deals not only with the Chavolet, it deals also with the Doris Valvoyes, the Alvoyes. So the Torah says, I realize what it does in Lifneyem, 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 what it means Lifneyem, or the Elohim mentioned in the Parsha, which has reference to Idoiz Valvoyez too. But according to that Pshat, since the Pshat in Lilam Shpatasha Tosin, what does that Tosin mean? Everybody has to agree, Tosin means Kriya. Mashatosin Ilu Kriya Rayoni, Vishaya Ben Sime. So we have to say, according to the first portion, that the whole Tiratakosu of Elohim, that the doy that Xilis Vahavolis, Xilis Vahavolis, or Idoyas Valvoyas, according to Mandomari of Parsha Sifka, that they require a smuchin, so it's only in order to be done out of the kfiyah, so it requires a smuchin, because that's what the Torah says. Leila, Mishpat Mashatosin Lifneyem, Lifneyemi, before those who are mentioned in the Parsha, which has reference to Idoyas Valvoyas also, according to Mandomari. So that means Ashatosim Kfiyeh can only be Dinal the Kfiyeh can only be before Mumchim. But Din Shalyal the Kfiyeh even without his high is the voluntarily submitted but without his high. Let's say in the case where they said Diamond in Taylor. So then it's not Kfiyeh, but there's no Ischaimus because they said Diamond in Taylor, so they want Israel themselves to pay even if I'll be told and not before, so they want Israel themselves. So in such a case, then the Takosu of Ila Mishpotim Ashatosim Lifneyem does not apply. So the Potim Ashatosim Lifneyem applies only where the Deen is of the Kriyeh, not where they submitted. To the Dintor, even without this height. So he says that's Pshat and Rashi. When Rashi says, V'chaname Shemol Yintzo Mumchim L'Kefilodim, so it's Mashma that he, according to Mandomari of Parashat Sivkan, so Elohim is mentioned three times in the Parashat of Shom, which also covers Hidoyes Valvoyes, and the posik, the Gnosakos of Willem, first person with name, also refers to the same thing. Lifneyem, the Elohim that is mentioned in the Parashe. So that means Ashatosim, Isu, Kviye. The Din of the Kviye is only by Shumchi, not by the Egypt. That's Rashite, Dav Gimel Odal. Dav Gimel Odal. Now, so the question is, from the two Rashi's Daf Hei, it appears, number one, that the whole Aloch of Mumcha L'Rabbi, the whole Aloch of Mumcha L'Rabbi, that is Donatu Yechidi, is only Shaloi Al-Dikri. And then the other Rashi, Daf Hei Yom Daled, that it's only true according to Rabbi. So that means that according to Rabbi, all those who say Eruv Parshas Sirkan, so even Shaloyal Dikvi Yochid Mumche cannot be done. So that will be in direct conflict with the Rashi Dav Gimel, because Rashi Dav Gimel says, in connection with Rabbi Avui and Rove, who says in Parshas Sirkan that Shemo Yitzu Mumchim LeKevelodim, that means Shemo Yal Dikvie. So even Rabbi Avui holds that we do not require Mumchim. So what does Rabbi Avui and Rove say? That it's those who say of Parshas Sifkan, so they say that there is no Hidoyis Val Voyes, Hidoyis requires Mumchim where there is Kfiyalot. So Rabachem Raviki Yisraelikan Rove, so it means that even where there is Kfiyalot, so it doesn't require Mumchim. And here Rashi says, on one hand, that the Aloch of Mumchel Rabin goes only according and still he says that it's only Shaloyal Dikriye. So the question is, if Shaloyal Dikriye, so then everybody is made there that we don't require Mumchim. Because the whole Zeras HaKosuv of Ilam Mishpotim tells us, Vila Mishpotim, in other words, the Ashatosim Lifneim, those who are mentioned in the Parashah, and according to Rabbah Abred Ravike, so the Lehimi does not refer to it or Israel. So there is a stira between the Rashi Dav Gimel and the Rashi Dav Hei. So we have to say, in order to reconcile the Rashi, the two Rashis Dav Hei, and the Rashi Dav Gimel, so we have to say, on the contrary, that Rashi is made it, that this aloha for your mumchel rabbi, it can be done, so that is true even according to Rav also, who says that he'll pass it. After all, it's a price. So it's true according to everybody. It's true according to everybody. But then the question arises, if this is true according to everybody, if this is true according to everybody, so then how can we reconcile the Rashi Dav Hei, which say, in effect, number one, that it's only true according to Rabach Bered Raviki and this is only implies that Al the Kabbalah can be done with it, but Al the Kviyeh cannot be done with it. Where with Rashi Dav Gimel, which says, Al the Talmud the Rove, so it cannot be done with the Kviyeh. The implication being, Al the Rabach Bered Raviki can be done with Al the Kviyeh. So that's great. So, on the contrary, one can be explained with the other. One Rashi can be explained with the other. Rashi, now, according to Rashi, now we have to know, that Rashi Dav Gimel, he says, Shemo Yimso Mumchim LeKevelodim. So that means that even the Bandoma who says Erev Parshas Sirkan, so it's only Al the Kviyeh cannot be done. Mumchim Al Kviyeh. But Shemo Al the Kviyeh, so what is all the way there? That even a Yeite can be done. Midrash. Does it mean even a Yeite can be done? But Shemo are required? But if it's without recourse to Kviyeh, so then neither Smuchim are required nor Shloisha are required. So Rav is also made that therefore is done. If we don't have to resort to Kviyeh. That's one way of saying, of explaining the Rashi. The other way is, no, that's what Rashi says. that Sharia is here. So you obviously that it's not necessary to have Mukhi, so it's not necessary to have Smukhi. But Shlisho is required, even Shaloyal Mitzvah. Why? Because if it's not Shlisho, you don't have a relation Bezdin. And if it's not Bezdin, so the Din is no Din. Without Shlisho, you don't have a Din. We see from the Rambam, the Rambam passed through the Bachem at Rabikeh, and which don't mean a Din, Vatera. But he says, but Bezdin it is. Let's say, where there is a Lochel Bezdin, like Hidoyev is Nibezdin. So Hidoyev is Nechot, even Yom is Nibezdin. So He does not have a halis in bed. So, Mimele, so he could be. And it's more Mishtaba that when Rashi was saying, so this not implies that if there is no Kfiyeh, if no Kfiyeh is resorted to, so then, according to Rabbi, who says he'll so he can be done. And Jesus can be done. But Shlisho, outwise, in the right, even without it. Because if there is no Shlisho, if there is no Shlisho, it's not the Halish and Bezin. If it's not Bezin, so the Din is not a Din. Without Kfiyeh, only if there is Ischaibes, there is Ischaibes, so there is not the Tiras Din, the Tiras Ischaibes. But if there is no Ischaibes, where they say, dialogue is there, then there is no Ischaibes. So in such a case, if it's not Shlisho, so it's null and void. So it's null and void. Now, and it's Mishtabah, because if we are going to assume that according to Rashi Tavim, so even Rabbi will agree that wherever he is not resorted to, so neither Smuchim are required, nor Shlisho. So then the question arises, why does the Torah have to mention Tuksum? Now, according to the first portion in Tetzvah, we said the Tzadik is like the first portion in Tetzvah that based on the base of the Baal, we point on the portion of the name of Meditei, we really refer to the Lehim in the Kaaf. The question is, so why do we need to look at it? After all, it's mentioned in the parashah of Shomri, it's mentioned in the Lehim Avita. So it's mentioned in the Lehim. So why do the Torah have to say, Ilam, Shpotim, Shtosim, Lefneyem, Lefnei Dov, Lefnei mentioned in the parashah. Why does the Torah have to reiterate it?
So
it's
very other situation.
So it's altogether superfluous. This is the Rasakosuk. Obeyla, which was his name,
even though
originally Elohim is mentioned, so that means Rasay Elohim, I mean, was not required. What is the
Ramban is
Chilish? What is the Chilish in this extra
Rasakosuk?
But if we say that according to Rashi, so there are two separate alohs. One, the requirement of Smuchi, and one, that there has to be Shlisho. So the requirement of Shlisho implies that without Shlisho it's not bad.
So Mele,
even without Kfiyeh, let's say he said, or Rabban said, that has been there, but there was no Ischaibes either. There was no Ischaibes. So without Kfiyeh, but it's not the bad. So Mele, the Rabban holds, so it's a novelty. I mean the Psagdin of Psagdin of
the Psagdin,
because it has to be in order to be valid as the Psagdin. So it must be Psagdin by Bez, less than Shlisho Yedei. So it's not Psagdin by Bez. So according to Abakat Rabikin, there is a Zeres HaKosov, B'Tzedek Neilam Sechol Shniochi. But without Zeres HaKosov, the Hechatei it should be valid. Now, so Mimele, since without Shlisho you don't have a Chalish in Bezdin, so, and the Torah, and when do, how do we know that without Shlisho you don't have a Chalish in Bezdin? The fact that in the parashah the Torah mentions,
it's only a question of being Mivarev. So perhaps even Ramban would agree.
Only if they are three Yonim, then it has a Chalish in Bezdin. But if they are less than three Yonim, it does not have a Chalish in
Bezdin. So,
so then, so we suppose there had been just the Zeres HaKosov, the three times of him that is mentioned in the parashah,
in Mishpat,
without the Zeres HaKosov,
we could say that,
but so then I would say, since in the parsha of Shomrim,
many
many times, so it is the Rambam that it was not
heavy halachim that should mention.
Unless
now, the
Rambam
says
the
Dimum
Halachim. Number one,
Halachim.
Number two, three.
Mishen
so then I would say, if not was the
Rambam
of Mishneim or Mishneim Dikes, so then it would be more humble. So then I would say that not only are the Mishneim. Can the Jaitis be done? But that even Shaloya of the Jaitis. The Jaitis cannot be done because they are not fed. So this I would say in the history of the
Jaitis. That's not another reason. Because there is a law held.
We want to say, according to the law, if they have Hamus Korin, so
how is the Bible?
That Asher Tosi Masie Kriye can be only before three smuchi, before the lihi and the three lihi that is mentioned about Kriye can only be,
but no one is allowed
by three smuchi the lihi mentioned about. But the Kriye, so even if it's not smuchi, but three has to be. So that means that's why we have to resort to the extra possible. Because if not for the extra possible, then it would be more humble. Then I would say, since Elohim is mentioned in the past, so and and three times. So that means that without even without Kriya, without three smuchim, there cannot be anything. You don't have a halachim ben. But now that we have the kapodu, we have the kapodu. So since Kriya, with Kriya, alone with Kriya, the name of Kriya, the so what is it? Tosim mean Kriya. So, refers to the Elohim that mentioned the parash, and still he says, Asher Tosi, Kriye can only be not just before three, but three smuchi. Mashin cannot Kriye can be before any three, not even if they are not smuchi. But if we don't have three, so then it's not a deal also. So then testing that according to Rashi, so it's two separate prerequisites.
So
the prerequisites of Shlisho,
so that's why the Rambam says,
where the Torah mentions three times, so he implies that if it's not Shlisho, it's not best. If it's not best, it's not a deed. But if there is a real Ischaimet, they are Ischaimet themselves. So Bailey Din, Bailey Toyet, so then it's not a deed. If he's Ischaimet, one can be Ischaimet himself, that if it will wait tomorrow, he'll pay you on the market. So what difference does it make whether the condition for his liability is that he will wait tomorrow, or the condition is Ruben, Shimon, and Levi, and the three Dionys will say that I have to pay, so I'll pay. So it's not a different thing. So the Sagdim is only a condition. But where there is no Ischaimet, let's say they just say, thy Lord is here. There is no Ischaimet.
So
Ischaimet means that there is Ischaimet. Thy Lord is here is not Ischaimet. But it's not Balkon. So they are without Shlisho, it's not a deed. It's not in Sagdim in the bed. So it's not a deed. So it's no and void. But if the Harbi is Shlisho, then it would be
better.
And since no Kriya was in Torah, so the male is it needed. But to be careful of it,
not only the original,
so that will require not just Shlisho, but will require Shlisho, Smuch,
subsequent.
So the male, now we can say, we can like this, so we can explain the Rashi. So the Rashi will be very good.
All right,
the thing of Lame. Rashi, Tesis Kashi is, So that means so the whole price of the Rabin has no meaning. It's only a cause with Rabin Alike. That's very strange. No, Rashi will agree that the Aloha mentions the price of the Rabin. So that's the implication according to everybody. But the extent of the Aloha varies, because according to Rabbi and in Maldikvir, because Rashi says that Munchim is required according to
according to
can be done in the way, and can be killed too. He can be killed also. He can be killed also. But the Chachamim is okay, that the Yochid should not be done. But so when is the Chachamim, when was the Chachamim is okay, that the Yochid should not be done, we don't know that it is not a Munchel Rabbi. But if it's a Munchel Rabbi, there is no Shoshe of Yeshvi Kone, so then the Chachomim didn't apply the Takone in respect to Munchel Rabbi. So since the Chachomim didn't apply the Takone, so it's a Minad Rai, say Yochid Mundai, the Rabbi. So maybe it can be done in Malikviet. So according to Rabbi Chachomim, Rabbi Ke, the Aloche of Munchel Rabbi, then after the Yechidi implies that the Munchel Rabbi can be done without Kabbalah, any Kabbalah, not even without the Kabbalah of Daimon in Tehran, out the Kvier. Because according to Rashi, so Yochid Munche, even Hedye, can be done out the Kvier, can be done out the Kvier, Midraise, Mishol Zalvoe. But the Chachomim said, no, Mishol Zalvoe. But this takone does not apply to Munchel Rabbi. So by Munchel Rabbi, there is no takone of Yeshvi Kone. So Mimele, he can be done with Maldikvie. My Hinge, according to Rabbuye, according to Rove, that he will parse his Sivka. So then in the Reise, so a Yochi cannot be done at all. A Yochid cannot be done at all. So Mele, so Midereise, so there are two Alochids, according to Rabbi, number one, that less than three cannot be done in Shavuot HaLikvie, and So when Rashi, so now, so we can answer, according to Rashi, both Yashis of Jesus. One kashy of states with him is because she didn't think to show how to write her about which Doma Shnaim should don't engineer in the issue with him. That's the first kashy. Then, so the parent says, no, this price will apply even according to Rabavuye. But according to Rabavuye, so it will apply in Moyumum Chalarabim, he can be done, Yechidi, if there is a certain kind of Kabbalah of dying or Zimtere. But without the tree and
not,
Mashiach, in according to Rabbi 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 That Mum Chalarabim has a din of Bez.
So they
said, according to Chacholim, I'll leave it, Rabavuye was, that Mum Chalarabim has a din of Bez.
The whole expression.
Even though without freedom, that's not a din of Bez. But Mum Chalarabim, according to Chacholim, was, that he had a Chalarabim din of Bez. So the male is a din of Bez. But the Chachomim were not misake in negative that I say that Mum Chalarabim should be able to be capable of it. When we say there is a loch and three smuchim are required to be capable of it. So true, the Chachomim is a kone, Shotin del Zilom. So that a kone of Shotin del Zilom provides two things. Number one, that the Mumchel Rabbi, even though he is not, he does not have a halis in bed, so with Rabbon he has a halis in bed, so didn't he deem?
Certainly, and also,
it also provides that according to the law that Shloisha Dietei can also be done on the tree. But Yochid, but that Yochid should be able to, that Yochid should be done on the tree, that not, Mashenke, according to Rabach, that with the right thing Yochid had, it can be done on the tree. But the Chachom no misakum sheyesh v'kron it's not. But Mumchel Rabbi, he can be done. So really, the Terash, Antesis first Kashi is that the Daloch of Mumchel Rabbi has application even while we're Rabbi. And Rob, but according to Rabbi and Rob, so Mumchel Rabbi can be done with Ashi, where Daloch is there. Then the second kashe can also be answered. What is the second kashe? Veit kashe. The master of Yosha Shemret, the man the Israel of Kashe, and Yochel Odin Yechidi, for Rabbi Yisif Svil and Yisrael Kamdavish, the Zdoyis Valvoyes, Abdin Shul Chasaye, Al Me Yisrael Yerof Parshiyet, Vafloch Hamash Bisomach Mug, the Marzutcha, the Yisrael Rabbi Yisrael, Yochel Mum Chedon, Rabbi Yechidi. The answer is, in connection with Rabbi Yisrael, Rashi says, Viloi, Zil Shlim will give to his quality.
So that doesn't mean that
Zil Shlim. So the Hilo Yoket Rishu said, Dine Dine, Hilo Yeda. So that's because of Yochid Mumchel Rabin. So Dine Dine, and Kashi applies it to the case where they said, that Lord in Tere. Shaloy Al Dikriye. That's in connection with whom does Rashi say that? In connection with Rav Yisef. Rav Yisef agrees with Rav Avuye. But in connection with Rav Avrei Dravike, who says Yochid Shedon Dine Dine Vatero, so then Rashi only made it that even Aldi Kriye can be done. The Dine Aldi Kriye can be done. So both kashes we can now. So then there is no spirit between the Rashi Dav Hei and the Rashi Dav. Now so that means that according to Rashi. So when Rashi says, because he wants to explain the Dona Fiu B'Yochid a few of the Kviyeh. So that can only go according to Mandoma in Kaneu Parshiyeh. Mashein Kein. The Mandoma who says the Eru Parshi is Sifkan, so the Aloch of Mumchel Rabim still has application. But then the Yuchel Mumchel Rabim will only be done without Kriya, but not Al Yudei. Not Al Yudei. So there is no spirit between the Rashi Dav Hei and the Rashi Dav Yosef. Now, so that means that according to Rashi, Yochid Mumchel Rabim, Alimid Rabach Ebrin Ravike, can be given. And that is Alimid Rabavue. So keep the Lord not, but if they submit it voluntarily to their din Torah, so then the Yochid Mum Kol Rabin can be there. Now, things which it is, that according to everybody, even according to Rabavuya and Bobby, who say here, Parashat Mishpatim, so Yochid Mum Kol Rabin can be done, and be capable, because things which it is, that according to everybody, Yochid Mum Kol Rabin has the same care, has the same deed, like Gimel and so just as Gimel and can be capable. So when do we say Zablo, but we say Zablo, so Zablo only means heavy schools. In other words, the Mitzvah heavy schools, he can say, I don't want to be there. By Gimel and Yetzir, that my Tevea will choose,
even if he doesn't,
I want to be needed to a Bezn of Zablo, of Zebel Echot, Zebel Echot, Mishneim Beel Leid Echot. So that is Chuz of the Mitzvah. But if he doesn't want to, but if he doesn't demand to be needed by a Bezn of Zablo, so then the Tevea can go to a Bezn of Yetzir, and this Bezn of Yetzir can force the Mitzvah to be done with Leida. That's the issue. Now let's see, and according to Rashi, so it depends. And according to Yetzir, Yochid Mum Kol Rabin is just like Gimel, so according to everybody, even according to Rabbi and to Rabbi, so he can be capable. Now, according to Rashi, so I'll leave the Rabbi and Rabbi case, the Yochid Mum Kol can be capable. I'll leave the Rabbi and Rabbi, the Yochid Mum Kol cannot be capable. What is the Shiri Ramba? So the Rambam in Yod HaZoko is not here. Because you can explain the Rambam in Yod HaZoko either way. However, the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh at the beginning of the third theory, the moment of the Shlesho, is explicit.
To the contrary, now,
just the first paragraph in the Pirsha Mishneh, in the Shlesho of
Sanhedrin, the Pshat in Tefer Yishasolot means,
now the seventh line in that
paragraph.
Vamizbore after the two dots. Vamizbore mikol adinim mizero shmiyeh. Mashen ani emelachon. Vizeh shabal edinim kishin yisratzu bedin. Mishe biru neyodom. Vikibla aleyem dino. Vafilo hoyo itam neyodom mumchin. Rotzoleim arelo edetei. Dino mikulu aleyem. Elim kinto bedin shecheizeh. ובתויס הדיונים בדין יש דרוכים ומחלקת. ואיזה מכן? ואם הבאו לדין ויבירו את הדיונים, זהו נת מקבל, ולא ימונו יישא עליהם, אלו שהם מעליהם מומדו להם לודי, במיודו, אוי שמונו, אוי שומר לך ושוב תהיו קצת זקני הקור, ולא ימונו יישא מבאו לדין, אם היו מומחים דיני ימדים ומקובל. So if they are mumchim, so the din is a din. In other words, even though they will not be kabul upon themselves, even though they will not be kabul upon themselves,
but it has no actual value.
In other words, this is only the kriya. So what still, would if been? They are mumchim, so the name is a din. The mikubal, kibushloi to, mushiba. So, besides Gomer, we saw here that he has to be that there has to be Boki Bechorate Chomer, and he has to understand everything that will happen. So there is another requirement. He has to be so Mifus of the Apostle. If someone will be Boki
Bechorate,
now, and there was a team such Rabboni.
They were not even considered.
So in other words, in order to be means someone who is known in the world. Suppose someone knows that this is such a goyim, that he is a boki bechorate chomer. But since he is not known the rabbi, he's such a nister that no one knows, he doesn't have a din of a mum chalerab. This is what he said. Vizeu in ye mum chalerab.
In other words, he has to be
So the Rambam says in so many words. Now the Rambam had it so passing like Rabbi Breda Rabbi. So if the Rambam had agreed with Rashi, so he should say that the Yochid Mumche, if he didn't get the Shus from the Rishkos, he should be able to be done by Koro. If the Rambam had agreed with Rashi, because Rashi Shite, the way we say, explain it. So Rashi Shite is that it's told in the Machlekes of Rabbi Breda Rabbi and Rabbi. According to Rabbi Breda Rabbi, the Dvar Teiro, so Yochid is done, even by Koro. But the Chachomim said no, but by Mumche Rabbim the Chachomim didn't say no. So Memele, according to Rabbi Rabbi Kirashi says that Yochid Mumche Rabbim can be done even by Koch. But according to Rabbi, not. Only if they want Mikabu, I don't do it there. But the Rambam Paragus like Rabbi Rabbi. And still he said that the Yochid Mumche Rabbim, by Koch, it cannot be done unless it is the Shus by the Rabbim. So that means that the Rambam Shite is not like Rashi. And the Rambam Shite is so a Yochid Mumche cannot be done all the day.
According to
Rav Shimon, go to be sold here, can be done without the Shus from the Rishkos. But the Yochid Mumche, why? It's very simple that the Rambam Shite says, because the Rambam Shite is that even though he passes like Rabbi Shite, the Yochid Shadon didn't deal. But in best need of it,
that's not
how it is.
So it's like the
best in best in And there was no Tachonis Chachomim. That Kochis Mishleishi is a Chalom. Anything that requires Bez. So Pogach Mishleishi is not Bez.